things that you've done here, which has really been very inclusive, was to include the hikoi in the whole of proceedings. Fantastic. Why did you decide to do that?
Our kaupapa here at the Waitangi National Trust is very clear. On the 6th of February 1840, there was protest. There was very vigorous kōrero. It was very robust. Nothing's changed over the years. This year there's extra tension in the air because of what is emanating out of the coalition government. So we encourage our people to express themselves in the various ways that they want to express themselves. The hikoi has been an annual thing, so we welcome the hikoi and we want to embrace the hikoi. So we've spoken with the leaders, they've made their kaupapa clear, and so we want to accommodate them so that their voice and what they stand for, what we all stand for, is made plain. And right here on the Aotea where you and I are standing.
Oh, look at all these wonderful rangatira. Wonderful to kōrero with you, Waiti Shortland. Another year, another Waitangi. How much more important or critical is this particular Waitangi?
This one, I mean, Waitangi delivers you something every year. And it's no great surprise that we find ourselves facing this particular Waitangi. And let me say, without intrepidation, if there's one thing I got to take my hat off to David Seymour, he's done what many Māori have tried to do in a decades of my observations to bring Māori together in a single mind.
That he came away saying that there were people, some of the leaders were saying that they now back him.
Oh, I think he, once again, I think he has this great trouble with interpreting things. The things he's taken to interpret, and the prime example is there's a little piece of the treaty that he pulls out, and he says, "Arātou taonga katoa," meaning in his mind, they were talking about everybody else's rights. Well, Māori 101 will tell you that the voice of the treaty is the voice of the Crown. That's the Crown speaking to Māori through the treaty. Now, if the Crown meant it was for everybody else, that word would not be rātou, that word would be tātou. And if the Crown was saying, no, I intend to be the boss of everything, then that word would have been mātou. So, but the word they used was rātou. And there's only one rātou in that sentence. That was the people they were talking to, excluding themselves. And so when he picks that little word, it tells me you have great difficulties with interpretation. Well, he's had the same difficulty interpreting what he saw, heard, and was put to him.
Dennis O'Reilly, Tangata Tiriti, standing with Tangata Whenua. Look, this is a really critical time, not just for Te Ao Māori, actually, but for the whole nation.
For the nation, aye. Yeah, we're at a crossroads, and better to let's win the peace rather than waiting for the war.
Well, you see, one of the things that David Seymour, of course, is saying that he wants a discussion and that the other signatories, Tangata Tiriti, signatories to the treaty, have not had that chance to discuss the treaty. Do you agree with him?
No, I think there's plenty of discussion happening around the treaty and has been happening for a number of years. One of the strong pillars that we've found here today is that whole network. There are something like 30 groups out doing active tangata tiriti education. So I think that what David Seymour has done is actually given us an opportunity. And I think he's pricked us into action. Let's bring it on.
Actually, can we say then you raised a very positive point there. Can we say then that he's actually galvanised the nation behind Te Tiriti as opposed to galvanising the nation behind him?
I think that's exactly what happened. And a bit the same as in Brexit. A lot of Brits now have got sort of buyer's remorse, as it were. And I think there's a lot of New Zealanders going, do we really want to go down this path? So, you know, let the discussion roll and don't be afraid and be of good grace.
Ricky Few, Did you organise all the parihimana up here? Were you the strategist behind, you know, where people go and who people talk to and how they're dressed?
Oh, there's a plan behind the plan. I'm just part of a plan. I contribute to a bigger plan that is sort of pulled together by a number of people, and I have a role in that, in particular around the cultural component of how we do our business, ensuring that we are part of the show, we're not the show.
And now I'm speaking with the pihopa. Pikahu, wonderful. Kito Pikahu, wonderful. Another wonderful year here at Waitangi.
Oh, I believe this will be the one that will mark this next chapter in our society as a country. And you'll see all the signs coming forward here about how Māori voice their strong opinions about the government. It'll come out here.
Now, Bishop, I'm asking all our leaders, rangatira, because the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, has said that he's met with Māori leaders for the last 9 months. Has he met with you?
Not with me, but I know there's other leaders around. He did go to the iwi leaders forum in Kerikeri yesterday, so I think that one might have had a lot of things there.
Now, Trevor Moike, you're a rangatira, you're one of our te ao Māori leaders. Has the Prime Minister met with you?
Kaore anō au a tūtaki ki āia. Hoi anō ko taku mahi, hei āwhina i te tai ōhanga i te treasury, hei hāpai i ātata.
And the reason why I'm asking is because he said that he's met with many Māori leaders over the last 9 months and I'm yet to find one.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, you might have to keep looking.
I'm looking, looking, looking. Me tuku mihi ki a koe matua, a ko Waito Ingoa.
Te porohau, ruka, te korakora.
Pehe o whakaro o te kawanatanga, pehe o whakaro o rātou?
Ko kitenari te ahua wā rātou mahi, e ahua tinihanga ana rātou ki a tātou. Te iwi Māori, e haran mo te katoa tā. Engari mākua kīpea, tērā hakaritenga mo tātou, mehu tātou, ki wā tātou tikanga, ritenga kawa, ahapu, ko ki tēnei o te ahua, mō mātou te tino wairua ora, te hoki ki rotu wā mātou kāinga ake, te pupuri I ngā tikanga. I feel that we should go into our homes again, our wharenui, and rethink just where we are today. Because this government of three persons is a real dangerous animal. There's no one that we can centre on because it seems like their policies are all across the board. But there's nothing concerning us as Te Iwi Māori. They're making the same noises as all the past governments, but I see no awakening and no maramatanga, no enlightenment for our people. Makes me sad.